Arabella Nightwind, the proverbial wind beneath Blackbeard's wings, bringing you the latest installment of How the World Really Works. This be a series of lessons that typically are not taught in the educational institutions of the modern day, and things which the controllers would prefer that you do not understand. The more you understand about how the world works, the less control the manipulators shall have over you and your family. I had to drag Blackbeard away from the telly, where he's been binge-watching Arnold Schwarzenegger flicks and storming around the ship, shouting, "I'll be back," like a pirate returning to a port he once burned down, and "Hasta la vista, baby!" A farewell that sounds sweet, but hits like a broadside. A true pirate's way of saying, "No hard feelings, mate, just business." Allow me to introduce ye to Davy Jones. He says that Arnold's muscles have muscles, and that if Arnold fell overboard, the sea would spit him out in self-defense. In my own opinion, he may be a Terminator, but I bet I could reprogram him with just one slow dance under the lanterns. Anyway, where was I before I got distracted by the one-man boarding party? Yes, my personal commando, Blackbeard, explaining credit scores.
Oh, gather round, ye sons and daughters of the high seas, for today Blackbeard's been summoned to speak on a matter most curious and confounding in this modern age, credit scores. Aye, they don't teach this sorcery in the schools, to me reckoning, but mark me words. This little number follows you like a shadow across the seven seas, passing judgment on your worthiness to borrow treasure, rent a home, or even board the finer ships of employment. So batten down your hatches and lend me your ears. For Blackbeard be here to reveal how the world really works when it comes to this sly trickery they call credit. What be a credit score? This be the official charting of it. A measure of credit risk, usually for a consumer, calculated from credit information using a standardized formula. But let old Blackbeard spin it proper. A credit score be like a treasure map, aye, one that shows where X marks the spot of your trustworthiness with coin and credit. It tells the money lenders, those land-loving bankers and modern quartermasters, whether ye be a fine upstanding mate who returns what he borrows, or a bilge rat likely to vanish with the loot at midnight. The scale of reputation. The number itself usually ranges from 300 to 850, and the higher it sails, the better ye be viewed in the eyes of lenders. 'Tis like the crew voting on whether ye deserve to be first mate or whether ye ought to be left in the next port with a flask of rum and no boots. 850, ye be the captain of captains, the paragon of pirate reliability. 300, that be the mark of a rogue too wild even for Tortuga. What charts the course of your score? There be five key elements that forge this number, just like the 5 points on a compass. These pillars determine how well ye manage your doubloons, how ye treat the lender's coin, and whether ye be fit to be trusted with more. So now, let us set sail on the 5 parts of this treacherous tale of credit. And mayhaps, by the end, you'll have the wisdom to navigate this strange financial ocean with the savvy of a seasoned corsair. Raise the Jolly Roger and prepare yourself, matey. The lesson begins with element number 1. Payment history. What it be? This be the telling of whether ye pay your debts on time, every time. 'Tis the biggest piece of your credit map. The X that marks the spot. In pirate terms, imagine a crewmate who borrows grog or gold from the quartermaster and promises to pay back after the next raid. If he pays back on time, he'll be trusted with more. But if he be always dodging his dues or late with his shares, he'll be marked with the black spot, a symbol of doom among pirates. And the crew won't trust him with a single doubloon. Modern example. Missing credit card payments or loan deadlines be like refusing to split plunder fairly. The lenders see ye as unreliable, and your score sinks like a cannonball. Element number two, amounts owed, or your credit utilization. What it be? This shows how much gold ye owe compared to how much treasure, credit, ye have access to. The smaller the percentage ye use, the better. In pirate terms, if ye've a treasure chest that holds 1,000 gold coins, but ye borrowed 900 already, it looks like ye be in dire straits. No wise shipmaster would sail with a man whose purse is nearly empty, always spending what he doesn't have. Modern example. If your credit card limit be $5,000 and you owe $4,800, that's like sailing with your ship already taken on water. Lenders fear ye might go under. Try to keep below 30%, says I. Just like a ship that's not overloaded with plunder. Element number three. Length of credit history. What it be, the longer ye've been sailing the financial seas, the better. A good long credit history shows consistency and trust. In pirate terms, picture a seasoned sea captain who's sailed the same waters for decades. Never once losing a ship nor crew. He be known in every port, and merchants line up to hand him cargo. But a fresh-faced sailor just building his first dinghy? Well, he's got to earn his stripes first. Modern example, if ye've had a credit account open for 10 years and always treated it well, 'tis like a ship that's never sprung a leak. The longer the ship's been afloat without failing, the more faith the financiers have in ye. Element number four, new credit. What it be? Opening many new accounts in a short time be seen as risky behavior. In pirate terms, say a crewman starts signing up for new ships left and right, joining Captain Morgan 1 week, then switching to Captain Flint the next. He be seen as fickle, unreliable, maybe even a spy. Lenders think the same. If ye suddenly be seeking new credit all over the map, it looks like desperation, or worse, mutiny. Modern example, if in 1 month ye apply for 5 credit cards and a car loan, it's like trying to commandeer every ship in port. You'll spook the harbor master and be tossed in the brig. Element number six, no wait, what number we be on? Ah! 5, types of credit, or your credit mix. What it be? This shows how many types of credit ye can handle, be it revolving credit, like a credit card, or installment loans, like a car or student loan. In pirate terms, a versatile pirate who can man the sails, fire the cannons, and chart a course through uncharted waters be worth his weight in gold. Likewise, a borrower who handles a variety of financial tools and does it well proves he's no landlubber. Modern example. If ye've only ever used credit cards, ye'd be a one-trick pony. Adding a car loan or mortgage and paying it well shows ye can handle different storms, like a true quartermaster of coin. So, why be this cursed number so blasted important, ye ask? Well, listen close, ye landlubberin' lubes. A high credit score be like having a loyal parrot on your shoulder, squawking to the lenders. This here scallywag pays his debts and guards his gold. It opens doors faster than a cutlass to a rusty lock. With a fine score, ye get better terms on loans, lower interest rates, and the pick of the fleet when it comes to renting a fine ship or house, as ye modern folk call it. Some employers even check it afore giving ye a berth on their crew. Aye, they want a sailor who won't be jumping overboard when things get rough. Old sea sage Dave Ramsey once said, managing your credit well be a sign of maturity and responsibility. Aye, and I agree with the lad. So take the wheel of your life, ye scurvy dogs. Be done with excuses and blame and steer that ship yourself. Cut the credit cards up and tell the credit card companies, consider that a divorce. Ye can be a scallywag if it suits ye, but mark me words, with those ye do business with, it be honesty and integrity that keeps your voyage smooth. Swindle not the merchant who gave ye a fair deal, nor the banker who loaned ye coin, lest ye find yourself marooned on the isle of bad credit. In short, your credit score be a measure of your financial trustworthiness. Keep it high, and you'll catch the trade winds to prosperity. Let it sink, and you'll be adrift in shark-infested waters with no port to call home. That be enough for one tide, me hearties. But fear not, I'll be back with another chapter of How the World Really Works. Until then, keep your compass true, your ledger clean, and your honor above the Jolly Roger!
Oh my goodness, as if his fearsome legend weren't scary enough, now he has Hollywood catchphrases to toss around like hand grenades. His talk about credit scores reminded me of the podcast about discipline or regret. Manage your credit with discipline or regret it later. Arabella, Siren of the Storm. Signing off.